When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dove and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope wherever you are in the world right now, you are doing okay, you are surviving, and you are celebrating your small wins together with the failures, because what's life without failures? I keep on telling people that I am not afraid of the failures. I'm actually afraid when I'm not doing anything and I am not experiencing either failures or success. Actually, nowadays, when we fail, I don't know, for some reason, I find it like more enjoyable because it's a problem that I need to solve and learn something out of it. Trust me, when everything is doing well and going so good or well in your life, it gets boring because you start to question like, oh my God, how am I going to learn? You know, that's why I keep on saying this in my TikTok videos. Don't wish for a problem-free life. Wish for a very resilient mind and being able to conquer it all. Because when we keep on praying for happiness, 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 we are not going to able to learn anything. And life just seems so boring without anything, right? So that's why for today's episode, life is simple for me. Yes, no, or not now. That's it. Life seems complicated, but life is simple. We make it complicated. We are, you know, constantly facing all these choices every single day. Yes, no, not now. That's it, right? For me, what I'm learning slowly as I get old or as wiser as I age is that these three words changed my life. I don't look beyond these things anymore. No. Yes or not now. In dating life, in business, with people, with everything, opportunities, that's it. And when I say not now, that means I am willing to wait for my turn, because our turn comes in this lifetime, you know, in money, in our careers, business, and everything. Recently, this month, this March, I was one of the covers of Cosmopolitan as one of the most influential women, but my influence is in travel and business. After 13 years, I was recognized for that. The amount of work I had to put into everything was for 13 years before I was able to get there. That's why whenever you feel impatient, always think that good things take time and greater things take more time. And I posted another video on my TikTok 2 days ago that went viral. Like, I'm going to say it in English because I have English listeners. I said, people who were in a hurry to get married and find love are struggling. Or maybe struggling is not the right word. I don't know how to translate it actually properly in English. While I'm just chilling in Berlin, eating my ice cream, you know, and looking at all their fights, screenshots of their mistresses on social media. It's not funny when I translate it in English. I know it sounds very, very bad. But in Filipino, it is just how Filipinos deliver messages, you know, like in a funny way, but also not funny. In English, the translation is completely different, but it has a different meaning in Filipino. So I'm going to say it in Filipino. Parang halos lahat minadali ang love and family habang ako nagchichill lang ako kumain ng ice cream in Berlin habang binabasa ang mga awayan nila sa social media. You know, this is what happens when we don't wait for our turn and we jump into things in a rush because out of pressure. Pressure from our families, ourselves, society, or the societal map. Always, always, let's learn how to wait for our turn because our turn will come, right? As long as we take the opportunities, as long as we try, as long as we don't give up, as long as we enjoy the journey, as long as we are living the present, our time will come. Our time will be there. Our time is there. If not today, tomorrow, next year. Don't be in a rush. I'm just going to put myself as an example. Like, everybody is in hurry for love. Like, people that I don't know, because people in my circle are just like me. They are very, very aware of their strengths, weaknesses, what they are capable of, their financial stability, their emotional intelligence before they get into something. I'm talking about people who are not in my circle. Like, I just observe them because I like observing people. This is not me trying to say that I'm superior or I'm inferior. We're just using this as an example from our own, like, you know, from my insights and my observation and how people approach me with their problems. So I was able to gather their problems and I was like, you know what? I'm going to create a podcast and a video out of it. So of course, the way I deliver my message and my podcast is different compared to the one I deliver on TikTok, because in TikTok, it's mostly just like in a fun way, but here it's a different platform, right? But anyway, so, you know, after observing all these people who are not in my circle, who always try to talk to me about this, they have one regret. They rushed into things because they thought immediately it was a yes. They did not bother to look into not now. So they missed a lot of opportunities in their life. And sometimes I actually feel guilty about that when they talk to me about it, that how they wish they took more opportunities in life. They did not rush into things like getting married, having a family, because they were not emotionally and financially prepared for it. That's why everything suffered. Their own mental, you know, health or capacity to handle things, their kids carrying their traumas, and their partners not being able to provide. Yes, love is beautiful. Love is the most beautiful thing we can do in this lifetime. But we also need to remember that if we are not complete with ourselves, we won't be able to share that love with our partners or even when we have kids and our children, you know? Like my mom, she always says to me, don't hurry. Don't be in a rush. Because when you rush these things, you end up losing yourself and you pass on these things to other people like your partner and your children. This is already 2024. We have the options, you know, we have everything. We have education, we have information, abundance of information. So why are we in hurry? There's so much to see in this life. There's so much to do in this life and this world. Why are we in hurry for everything, for our careers? Why are we after like instant gratification? Why are we after just, we want it right now, right now, right now? I just gave the example of love because that's what people always talk about. And that's what people enjoy talking about compared to careers. Another story about my career that I want to share is I work in travel and I deal with very wealthy people and I see them flying business, first class. And my whole life, you guys won't believe it, I flew economy. My last birthday was my first time to buy a business class flight for myself because I've always just gotten free upgrades because of my points and all the travels I've done in my life. I've never paid for anything. And it was my first time to buy a business class flight for myself to South Africa because it was my birthday. So what am I trying to say here is 13 years in the making. I have no generational wealth. I have no rich parents. I was just given the proper education with the right resources. I built everything that I have today and I'm still building it and I'm never going to stop building it. And this is just how I was built and this is who I am and this is who I will be. I know it's going to be hard, a little bit hard for me. And I was having this conversation with my brother that we need to understand as early as now that our journey will be always a little bit harder than people who have some support from their parents, family, relatives. At least they already have like something, you know, or even not money. Let's say other people, they have generational wealth, which makes their lives a little bit easier. We didn't have that. And I don't think we will have that. But we were given the right education. we were given enough opportunities and tools to use it for our personal gain. So the next generation, hopefully, if we will have kids, they will enjoy our wealth. And that means we started that, me and my siblings. So the answer is not yet. No, for now, but it does not mean never. Not now, maybe in the future, but it doesn't also mean the answer is yes, because if we don't work, we are not going to get it, right? So believe in life, believe in yourself, believe in your capabilities, because everything is possible. So that's all for today's episode, and I'll see you on the next one. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LifeInProgressPH. Adios! And this was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.